Brilliance Audio presents Unabridged, Witch's Brew by Terry Brooks, performed by Dick Hill. To Lisa, for always being there, and to Jill, because you must never give up on yourself. All children, except one, grow up. They soon know that they will grow up, and the way Wendy knew was this. One day, when she was 2 years old, she was playing in a garden, and she plucked another flower and ran with it to her mother. I suppose she must have looked rather delightful, for Mrs. Darling put her hand to her heart and cried, "Oh, why can't you remain like this forever?" This was all that passed between them on the subject, but henceforth Wendy knew that she must grow up. You always know after you are two. Two is the beginning of the end. J. M. Barrie, Peter Pan. Mistaya. The crow with the red eyes sat on a branch in the towering old white oak where the leafy boughs were thickest and stared down at the people gathered for their picnic in the sunny clearing below. That was what Holiday called it, a picnic. A brightly colored cloth was spread out on the lush spring grass, and the contents of several baskets of food were being emptied onto it. The food, if you were human and possessed of an appetite, would have pleased and delighted, the crow supposed. There were platters of meats and cheeses, bowls of salad and fruit, loaves of bread and flasks of ale and chilled water. There were plates and napkins set around for each participant, and cups for drinking and utensils for eating. A vase of wildflowers had been placed at the center of the feast. Willow was doing